Max Pappas joins us now. He's the Vice President for Public Policy at FreedomWorks, and we asked him on the program to help us sort out what this sound that you're about to hear means.
When you have a bill, and we have a lot of them that are 1,000 pages, we have to make judgments very fast. We give about...
There's Arlen Specter, Senator Arlen Specter, speaking at a health care town hall with Kathleen Sebelius, the Secretary of Health and Human Services in Pennsylvania. And it's being shouted down by people at the town meeting. Max Pappas, Vice President for Public Policy at FreedomWorks. When you hear that sound, do you go, yes, our people followed our instructions, or do you hear democracy in action?
I hear democracy in action. I think it's exciting that that many people are willing to turn up to a town hall to participate in the political process. But on the other side of that, it's unfortunate that it's come to this point, because what you hear there are a lot of very frustrated people who have had enough with the political process, from the Bush bailout of Wall Street last October to the Obama stimulus, which is another $1 trillion, to now this giant encroachment into health care that they're talking about. The taxpayers are saying, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to have to pay for Bush's Wall Street bailout. We're going to have to pay for Obama's stimulus plan. And now they want us to pay for this government takeover of health care. That's an awful lot to take in 10 months.
Max Pappas, why then in your health care action kit that you created for your members, you don't have a line in there for them to chant about no more Bush-era bailout for the banks?
Well,
that's not what they're chanting at these town meetings. It's all about health care.
Our activists were chanting that in October when the bailout for the banks was relevant, and 70,000 of them sent petitions to the White House and to Capitol Hill saying no Wall Street bailout. That's not what's being discussed right now. Healthcare is being discussed, so we're talking about that right now.
Is it a discussion, though, or is it more of a disruption? I mean, I'm looking at the numbers. The number of people at these town meetings is, you know, a few hundred, but yet the number of people who see these videos on YouTube is in the tens of thousands or more. It seems to me you're more interested in the photo than you are interested in the discussion.
I'm not sure what makes you say that. What we're interested in is public policy that's good for the American people, and we want health care reform. What we don't want is what's proposed, which is a giant government takeover of health care. We want health care that has good outcomes for people and that's affordable, and we disagree with the direction that they're taking this. We've been fighting for health care reform for years.
All right, but how does a public option, as part of the whole sort of health care reform package that the Democrats are considering, constitute a total government takeover?
Well, when you have a government competing with the private marketplace, it doesn't compete on equal footing. It can always subsidize through cross subsidies from the taxpayers. And the argument that you need more competition and the way to bring competition is through a government entity doesn't make sense. In the 90s, nobody was saying we needed a government web browser to compete with Microsoft's Internet Explorer. They said we need to make the market work. That is what we need to do.
All right. Then finally, $100 million is going to be spent on either for or against this health care reform package. Is that a decent investment if nothing happens, if nothing changes, if the vocal supporters at the town meetings that you've been mobilizing end up getting nothing to change?
We would much rather see that good reform is passed so we have a more market-friendly and more affordable healthcare system with better outcomes.
All right, Max Pappas, Vice President for Public Policy at FreedomWorks, part of the initiative that's causing so much noise at these town meetings around the country.
Oh, the reaction is passionate, it's angry, and Congressman Lloyd Doggett found himself on the business end of these protesters. Take a listen.
I'm about to have a shouting match.
You're supposed to be representing us.
And I'm doing just that.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett joins us from Texas. Good morning, sir. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Nice to talk with you.
So you just heard the conversation with Max Pappas from FreedomWorks. What do you say to his argument that this is democracy in action?
I wish it were. It's an entirely phony AstroTurf effort. You know, the people that came to the gathering that I had last Saturday at a grocery store were there not to be heard, so much as to see that others were not heard. I talked with them, listened to their questions and their taunts for about an hour in an effort to try to explain and respond to some of the specifics, like the misleading information Max just gave you on the plan. And after doing that, when I attempted to talk with others, they begin just say no, which is seems appropriate because that's their entire answer to the health insurance crisis that many people face, and then we're intent on disrupting everything else. That seems to be their coordinated power program around the country.
But, Congressman, weren't these constituents from your district of Austin, Texas?
About half of those who attended this gathering were from my district. Others were brought in from as far away as 2 hours' drive and from parts of the state that I'd never represented. This was organized, manipulated by the local Republican Party, and they were so interested in dialogue that they brought Republican Party cameras out to film the disruption and then played it on the Internet.
So are you angry about these tactics?
I'm not angry about anything other than their disruption of others.
Well, why shouldn't you be angry about your party not being as good as these protesters screaming to get the message out, the proper information about what's going on?
Because this is not a cheerleading, or in this case, jeerleading contest that has flashcard solutions like euthanasia that they yell out. What we need to be doing is doing a more effective job of telling the story, not having a shouting match.
But, you know, the anger, the passion in opposition to this plan, you know, there is some polling that suggests that this isn't just felt by, you know, fringers or Republicans bust in, that the public is very concerned about the steps that Democrats are taking to reform health care. Does this concern you?
Well, it concerns me that they see this as the last way to block a reform that is about to happen. We have had their opposition for 60 years, and let me be clear, at this gathering, one of the first things that was established as they waved their 10th Amendment signs, they're not just about defeating health care reform, they're about rolling back Medicare and Social Security, which they say violates the 10th Amendment also. This is a fringe element that has been stirred up by misinformation, not only from the kind of groups that Max is with, the Republican Party, and much misinformation and hate out of cable television.
Well, Congressman, it sounds like you are, you know, trying to marginalize these folks, but what about the broader unease that the public has about these health care reforms?
Well, I think these fringe elements have marginalized themselves with their shouting match and street brawling tactics. But there are some legitimate concerns. There's some questions about costs. There are always questions when there are change. And I'm all about trying to respond to those. That's why I went to this gathering in the first place, was to hear from small business people and others who had questions, explain, listen, learn if some changes need to be made in the bill. But when you have these kind of tactics, they prevent that process, and just say no becomes the only alternative.
So, Congressman, what kind of advice do you have for your colleagues who may be facing similar town roasts, as we're calling it here?
Well, to be tough, to be sure that people are out to express all opinions, and to not back down in the face of disruption and brawling.
Are there techniques that you use to try to, you know, get them to get quiet?
Well, I will yes, for the first hour, and then they were really there to show their signs with my face with the devil horns, the marble tombstone with my name on it that they brought, all of this being very indicative as to whether they really came to dialogue or just to disrupt.
Were you angry to see this YouTube thing go viral with you at the center?
Well, you know, what disappointed me about that was not the fact that they had these sneaky tactics, but how gullible some of the local media was. They filmed the entire event for over an hour, produced little videos from the Republican Party of Texas, and instead of asking to see the entire event, some of the local media just used their tactics, which suggested that they'd run me out of Dodge. Quite the contrary, I was there discussing, debating this, until the noise level after an hour got so high that no one could be heard.
Congressman, we appreciate you coming to this show to discuss and debate. That was Congressman Lloyd Doggett from Austin, Texas, who had one of these town roasts.
This is The Takeaway.